Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Wednesday. Well, Lockyer held off booking that summer holiday in Basra. Iraq's passed a law so gay sex will get you 10 to 15 years in prison. It would have been the death penalty, but there was pushback from other countries. Also looking at jail time just for being transgender and promoting homosexuality. As of last summer, the media there is actually banned from using that word, homosexuality. They have to say sexual deviance instead. Here's a bit more context from Vice News.
In recent years, religious leaders have repeatedly called on their followers to combat what they perceive to be a Western influence that has infiltrated Iraqi society. LGBTQ flags have been burned at recent rallies galvanized by calls from religious leaders, and gay and queer people regularly face violence and threats.
Doctors carrying out gender reassignment surgery will also be jailed under the new law, as will men who intentionally act like women. The regular pods had a couple of days off, so here's a few things you might have missed. Could see transgender hospital patients in England barred from single-sex wards. They get their own room instead. The British Medical Association says the government plans could limit access to healthcare for trans and non-binary people. You might remember back end of February, the Czech Parliament agreed to give more rights to same-sex couples. Well, that's now been signed into law. No gay marriage or full adoption rights for queer people, though. A memorial service has marked the 25th anniversary of a nail bomb attack at a gay bar in London. Three people were killed in 1999 at the Admiral Duncan, 79 were hurt. And hate crime laws have been expanded in Queensland and Australia. The specific protections covering gender diverse, non-binary and intersex people for the first time. Plus, tougher punishments for dead-inside knuckle-draggers who attack on the basis of someone's sexuality, race, or religion. I'm Kev McGraw. See you tomorrow.